I'm going to queue up this young lady, and she is my next guest at Coral FM. Her name is Lily Frost, and people might know her from the CBC TV show Being Erica, but Lily's playing tomorrow night in Toronto at the Painted Lady. This is Lily Frost from her latest CD, Do What You Love, on Coral FM and Background Radio.
Together we make a dream. Background noise and radio. Tomorrow made me decide. All the birds are chirping. I know my heart is working. I know my heart is working. Where do we wanna be? The highway or the factory? The river made me decide. All the world is falling, so dance with me, my darling. Dance with me, my darling. Spin me round, darling. Don't wanna touch the ground. Can anybody hear me? The traffic and the noise. Can anybody tell me where the sweet wind's gone? All the other dreamers, all the possible hearts are looking for the answers, waiting to start. And all the dogs are barking, the neighborhood is parking. I know the kettle's singing, the telephone is ringing. So give me just a minute. Don't wanna touch the ground. Spin me round. That day I heard your voice through the background noise. The radio is when I made my choice. All the birds are chirping. Falling. So dance with me, my darling. Dance with me, my darling. Spin me round, darling. Don't wanna touch the ground. I'm looking for the you. Together we make a dream. The background noise, the radio. Tomorrow made me decide. Okay,
that was Lily Frost from her latest CD, Do What You Love, and Background Radio. And I'm going to be airing a chat in a few minutes that I had with Lily Frost, who, as I mentioned, is playing at the Painted Lady tomorrow night in Toronto. And then she's heading off to Montreal and New York and Greenwich Village. I had a chance. This is very cool. I had a chance to talk to Lily Frost. And I got into Lily Frost because I started watching Being Erica, and she does the theme song. And I'm sorry, but I'm being a girly here. I don't care. I want to play some more. I want to play another track off Lily's latest album, Do What You Love. It's dedicated to her daughter, Paloma. And it's a very happy, colorful album. It's very, very cool. So here's some Lily Frost and with my little phone chat and it's a chat. It's not really structured. It's more like a chat that I did with Lily Frost on Coral FM.
I know what you're thinking. I can see it in your eyes. You don't need to speak words. I can feel it in your vibes. It's not that I'm psychic or anything cool like that. But how you move and where you look, I can read you like a book. And you can pretend that every little thing is totally A-OK. But you're your problems go away. But it's like having a black cloud hovering around the room. You won't be done till everyone is miserable just like you. And you can pretend that every little thing is totally A-OK. But your silent scream is louder than a grenade. I don't know who used to cater to your passive-aggressive mood swings. I don't really care today, and I don't have any time to waste in this ring. This is your thing. I'm walking out the door now, not even a final look. And you can try your silent skills on someone willing to be took. And you can pretend that every little thing is totally A-OK. Yeah, you can pretend that every little thing is totally A-OK. But your silent scream is louder than a
Okay, I'm back here. I'm back on the air. And that was Lily Frost Grenade. I want to do a little bit of background on Lily Frost. She wrote the theme song for All I Ever Wanted to Be from the CBC show Being Erica. And her song Enchantment was on the third episode of Grey's Anatomy. And the song was also featured in a 2007 commercial for The Bay. She's also been on Stargate SG-1 with her song Who Am I? And Fragile Balance was in season 4 of Charmed. So she's had all kinds of, you know, songs all over the place. And also, she was also, one of her songs, Where Is Love, which is a great song, was featured on the original soundtrack of Crazy Beautiful, which was a film starring Kirsten Dunst. So she's done a lot of movie stuff and, you know, that kind of stuff. And she's very, very cool. And when I talked to her on Sunday morning, she was, you know, it was a typical Sunday morning at her place. And she's got two young children, Misha, her son, and Paloma, her daughter. So this is kind of a, like I said, it's more of a chat. So here's my little interview. It's kind of, you know, it's unstructured. Here's my little interview with Lily Frost and Coral FM.
I know you wrote this album up in Georgian Bay.
Well, I mean, the only reason I did it up there is because it's sort of like a little place where in the summertime I bring like a babysitter up and then mm-hmm. I go off to my little cabin and I can focus.
It's
so
nice.
It wasn't, it wasn't necessarily inspired by Georgian Bay, this one.
No.
The previous record was Viridian Torch. Like,
yeah.
I was, you know, channeling that, the feelings, you know, from nature and the wind and those storms and everything. But this one was more just like, it was practical to do it there. So that's where it came out, and that's where I had time to focus and stuff like that.
I have a question. When you wrote the, was it winter when you wrote the last album?
No.
Or was it summer?
It was summer, yeah.
Okay.
It's always summer. We're not exactly winterized up there.
Oh, okay. I used to go up there all the time.
Did you?
And it's very, the atmosphere is, in the winter it's
intense.
Different than it is in the summer.
For sure. So we did a few treks when we were young, like with my dad, and we were in the caboose of a skidoo, and it was so scary and amazing and dangerous.
Yeah, it is very cool up there.
Yeah. It all just looks like one thing because it's covered in snow and you don't know when you're on ice or, you know, you can't tell where you are.
It's very true.
It's amazing, yeah.
It is. It's very cool up there.
Yeah.
Literally very cool up there. So I was just curious. I thought, well, if she was up there in the winter, that's a whole different...
That would be cool.
It's a whole different... I went up there for Christmas once. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Than it is in the summer. It's just that there's
it has a different
character altogether. So I was just curious because I used to go up to Snug Harbor all the time.
Oh yeah.
By Perry Sound.
Yeah.
But anyways, background radio is awesome.
Cool.
And why do you like? What speaks to you about the work of Andrew Hughes?
Have you heard of him?
Yes.
Oh, do you know him?
Yeah. No, I know of his work. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's weird because he, like, we have a friend, Jose, my husband, has a really old friend, Mark Goldstein,
mm-hmm.
who was in By Divine Right. He was the drummer for years and years. So we went to his poetry reading because he's become a poet.
Yeah.
And Andrew couldn't make that night. He had, I think, been in a crash of some sort or, like, a bike accident, something like that, but he wasn't there. But I saw his book for sale on the table, and as soon as I opened it, I knew that I was going to love his writing.
Uh-huh.
And so I bought the book, and then I was like trying to find lyrics for the song, and I grabbed that book, and I thought maybe that'll inspire something, and it totally did. So, and I've tried to find him and reach out to him, but the only Andrew who he was on Facebook was some guy who's like, I'm definitely not a poet. Don't even read the stuff or something. Like, oops. Okay.
He seems I don't know, Lewis Carroll like. I don't even know how to describe him. It's so cool.
Yeah, he reminds me of E. E. Cummings or even,
yeah,
you know,
Ogden Nash.
Maybe? What's that?
Ogden Nash, maybe a little bit.
Or Allen Ginsberg, even. Like, not quite that far, maybe. Yeah. Not that crass, but, like,
stream of consciousness.
Exactly.
It's like, where the heck does he get these ideas from? Like,
yeah, I know. I wanted to connect with him somehow. Because I want to get him a CD and show him the tune and all that. So if you have his contact or anything, I would love to get it to him.
Maybe Gary would know.
Yeah, true enough.
Ask Gary, he might.
Find, yeah.
I just thought, I can see why you would like this. I mean, you know.
Yeah, very cool. And the music was mostly written by Ryan and me and John, the producers I worked with, and then they sent over the track to Jose and I, and then we wrote the lyrics and the melody. So it was a total collaboration, that one.
Yeah, which is great. All the World is Falling, Nazu, My Darling. I thought, oh. I love the old transistor radio on the album, on the CD jacket.
Yeah, he worked so hard on matching up the images to the words, and he was my first choice. I've never really researched artwork before like that, like an artist to do the artwork in that way, but he was one of my first picks, and he was so thorough and kind about the process, like keeping me updated. He's like, I'm researching images at the library in San Francisco right now, and he'd send me pictures that he'd found, and you know, it's not like he's an amateur who's got a whole bunch of time to spare, but he's just very communicative, and it was really nice to work with him.
It's a lovely old radio. I think it's from the 50s. Yeah. I used to carry around a transistor, a little Sony transistor with me. Yeah, I'm an analog girl.
Did you carry a radio in public and everything?
Yeah, I did. I used to go to, like, I went to school in England.
Oh, yeah? No.
And I had an old Sony transistor, and I brought it over here, and the kids used to laugh at me and throw my radio out the window because I was so into music.
Aw, that's cool. How do you know Gary?
How do I know Gary?
Just from the biz.
I met Gary when we were doing a Coronation Street thingy called Tales from the Street.
Okay.
And through Nash and through another friend, Peter Jacobs.
Yeah.
So that's how I met Gary. He's crazy.
He's great, hey? I know.
Yeah. He's an icon for sure. I mean, you know, and I thought, well, if anybody could, he's awesome.
He is really fantastic.
He is. And I could see some of the places you're touring, too, which is kind of interesting, which I'm going to get to.
Okay.
I also wanted to talk about...
Wait, Paloma, careful. My baby's, like, falling off the couch. Sorry.
She's... and this is so cool that you have dedicated this album to her. Sometimes you have a... Do you remember a singer named Claudine Lager?
Yes, I know of her. Yeah, we have a record.
Yeah,
I'm glad you made that reference. That's cool.
You know, when you sing in French and when you sing in Spanish, it has a different connotation, but it's still just beautifully and divine. But yeah, I thought, she reminds me of Claudine Lager, and I don't know, you know, if too many people know about her, but you have that sort of essence and attitude to your work sometimes.
Yeah, I love French music, and I love the 60s, and we were given that record by Philippe from Soundscapes. Do you know him?
No.
Flipped Out. Okay, he's an old DJ from Montreal, like radio DJ, and he looks like Serge Gainsbourg, and he gave us, Jose and I, that record for our wedding, I think.
Ooh, so, she used to sing with Andy Williams, who passed away. Yeah, she was on his Andy, I'm older than you, I think. She was on the Andy Williams show, and I used to watch her on there, and I thought, oh my God, she sang a song, Blue, Blue, My Love is Blue, I think.
Oh, nice. I don't know that one.
It's, I'm pretty sure it's that. If it's not, I'll send you the, I can... I'll send you the lyrics. I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure she's saying that. I'm on fire. Mm-hmm. Does this speak from, and I can relate to you. It's like, oh my God, you're like a little inner voice talking to me. I guess this record is called From Experiences. So, especially Do What You Love.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get to this point to do what you love? Because there's so many people that are not doing that.
No, for sure. And it's, I have some people around me, close people, who still hold the belief that you have to suffer through work you hate every day in order to get to the point where you can afford to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And it just, anyway, so when I was about 18 or 19, I started reading Joseph Campbell and listening to Noam Chomsky and kind of like exploring the idea of, you know, Simone de Beauvoir,
follow your bliss,
follow your dream, and then everything will fall into place. And I feel like I jumped into that with the support of the people around me at the time, who were a bunch of French poets and musicians in Montreal, and some South Americans and stuff like that, and we all kind of were super poor, but you know, stuck together and kept writing and everything. And then as time went on, my co-writers always had that same belief, and so I have been living that way since I was 19, you know, through ups and downs. Been signed to major, like, well, network, if you would consider that major, but then also
I remember network when it first started. Mark, I think, started Moev, a band called Moev, I think.
Moev,
a long time ago.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but, you know, been on welfare and soup kitchens and all that stuff, too. So, and I've had dumb jobs that, you know, they always fire me for writing lyrics.
They do. It's true. I did the same. I had a full-time job in an office, and my husband said, quit and become a writer. That's what you really want to do. And then he left me. So it's like jumping off a cliff.
Exactly.
I thought,
it's that feeling, for sure.
This is wicked. But you know what? You're right. It does work.
And life catches you. And you know, you just have to have faith. And some people can't handle that. And I remember when I first left the band setting and went solo, it felt that way again. Mm-hmm. And I had to actually go to counseling to deal with the fear. And she was kind of laughing at me, the counselor, I remember. She was like, it's going to be okay. You know, you're so entertaining. I'm like, stop laughing at me, you know, like, I'm really terrified. It feels like a black hole, you know. And then I did it, and it's taken me all over the place. So, you know, I feel like I could take more risks. Like, when I have children, it's a bit harder to kind of follow.
I can hear Paloma in the background.
Yeah.
Well, you're very brave and very vulnerable because you put yourself out there. You know, kind of like John Lennon did, you know, like when people kind of go, wow, I can kind of relate to this, but it takes a lot of guts to be able to write like that and to sort of just, okay, here I am, here's what I did.
Right.
And hopefully people will listen in, but a lot of people are listening in. Boy.
I feel like, you know, I've gotten to the point now, like, especially turning 40, where I don't care anymore about trying to please people so much. It's more about, like, Viridian Torch was a turning point for me in terms of not compromising at all. Like, I just went into that world and kind of alienated fans to a certain extent. But some people loved it and really got it, and the response was way more intense than any other record. So then that kind of showed me that if I sort of balance out the, like, a positive message with a sense of meaning in the lyrics, like, how can I make or try to make the world a better place instead of wallowing in misery and depression?
Well,
you know.
Anne Mortifee, I was talking to her once, she's a singer, and she said that depression, you should treat it like happiness. Just let it wash all over you and let it, like, absorb it in, and then just let go.
Let it go, exactly.
You know, but do absorb it. Don't ignore it. Just take
pretend.
It in.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty good advice.
Mm-hmm.
I like No Promises, too. This could be a girl or a guy singing, I think.
It's exactly. Like, and that was actually written by Jose and this woman, Alicia Berenger, I think.
Okay.
She's sort of really gorgeous East Indian woman. She's young, and everyone wants, like all the industry guys want, it's his, sign her up and everything. But she came over here to write with Jose, and then nothing happened with the song, and I was like, I'll have that. That's a great song.
Well, it is, and it's got great lyrics, too. It's like, okay, yeah. This could be a guy.
Yeah.
And this can be a girl, too, because there's lots of women that go out there today and do the same, they go out there and have sex like a man, right?
Exactly. So,
that's a great song.
I know, I like flipping it. Like, we were thinking, Jose and I were laughing about doing a cover of Neil Young's "The Woman Needs a Maid." Man needs a maid, but switch it, so, you know, because it's true.
Yeah, you should, I think you should do that. That'd be great.
That'd be funny, right?
You want me to be here in the morning. I have to give you a fair warning. Somebody like me doesn't stick around too long. You look around and I'll be gone, gone, gone. You are so sure you've fallen in, but I can't promise a thing, thing, thing. No, I can't promise if you wanna know if it's forever. Separation.